We're at Pine Ridge Golf Club, and I'm talking to Giulio Ricci, and we've met today because Giulio's actually on holiday at the moment, and I was busy doing something else, so we decided to do this podcast at Pine Ridge Golf Club. I suppose that's one of the benefits of technology, that you can do these things pretty much anywhere,
absolutely,
really. The reason why we're doing the podcast today is to talk about Optichrome's new multi-channel marketing launch that they're going to be, I think it's going to be around about the 22nd of September, they're going to be launching
new
multi-channel marketing platform.
Correct.
And what's really cool about this, I think, Giulio, is that you're actually launching it and using it yourselves as part of your own marketing program,
aren't
you?
Yeah, that's
right. Just talk us through that.
Okay, so what a lot of people do is when they send out their marketing campaigns is that they either email or they send out some printed marketing collateral,
yeah,
or they send out both. But what people are finding is that's not really the most smart way to do business, because what might work for you won't work for somebody else. For example, you might like email, somebody else might like print. And if you've got a database of, say, 20,000 people and you're sending everybody a printed communication, it's not the most cost-effective manner in which to market yourself, because you could email the people that prefer email, and then if half your database prefer print, then you only send them print, and that way you're cutting your cost straight away. But one of the other key benefits of multi-channel communications is, as long as the database has been set up in the correct manner, we can target people with a personal communication. So, for example, we could send you something based on gender, it'll have your name on it, what your likes are. And once that marketing communication is sent out and the people are looking at it, they're more likely to engage with it because it is personalised. And if they go to the microsite that the communications are drawing them to, we can harvest information about that individual, so we can find out what they like, what they're clicking on, what they're responding to. So not only does the end user get a personalised experience, the person that actually owns the database gets all of that data optimised, so future communications can be tailored and sent out more tactically and more cost effectively.
Yeah, and I suppose one of the big benefits of dealing with a company like Optichrome is because their foundation and heritage is rooted in print media.
Right.
And they're going in this digital direction now. But the thing is that most people who will be into marketing will have heard of variable data.
Yeah.
And that on the print pieces, you can have, like you say, you can have it tailored so it's got your name, even drawn in a picture in the sand on a beach or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they wanted to.
Even personalised videos can be embedded in the communications.
Right, right. So one of the major benefits of dealing with a company like Optichrome is that you can tailor the communications regardless of the media format.
Correct, that's right, yeah. And also in terms of customers, it's ease of procurement as well, because a lot of them, they go into a company that they can run a multi-channel communications campaign for them. However, they're going to have to go somewhere else for their print. They're going to have to go somewhere else to send out the e-shops. We're a one-stop shop, so basically there's no layers of cost being added, and it's easier for the customer because Optichrome can do everything for them, and once the process and the campaign sets up, it's fully automated. They don't have to worry about a thing.
Fair enough. Now let's just talk about the practicality of this campaign, because like you say, some people are more receptive to email type marketing campaigns.
Yep.
Others are more receptive to a brochure that may come in the post.
Yep.
Or whatever. So what you're saying is that to begin with, you'll send out an email. That'll be the first part, because that is virtually cost neutral.
Exactly, that's the most cost effective method. But it's not, going off
piste
a little bit, it's not the most effective. People are going back towards print, funnily enough.
Yeah.
So print is starting to emerge as the most effective means of communication.
But why send a glossy brochure to somebody in the post with a very large cost per item?
Correct.
When they may be just as responsive to an email? So what you're saying is send the email first.
That's right.
See what the results are from that.
See the response to that. We'll draw that data in. Anyone that hasn't looked at the email, then we can either send out a second email with a different subject in the subject bar, or we can go straight to print and then just mop up those people that haven't responded to the first wave with printed communication.
Right, right. And I suppose that one of the major benefits of digital type marketing, email campaigns and that type of thing, is you can actually tell whether somebody's even clicked on the link to open.
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah, there could be more than one link on the microsite that we take them to, and then we can find out what their likes are,
what their interests are.
Exactly. And
right.
then pass that information back to the customer via their database,
right.
So that the vendor or whoever's set up the campaign with us will have a fully optimised, defined database.
Right. I mean, this is a no-brainer, really, and I think that companies really ought to embrace this multi-channel marketing and communication, because it's going to cut their costs significantly, right?
It is as well. You're absolutely right, Paul. But one of the other benefits is that if it's personalised communications going out, people are more likely to respond to it rather than a faceless, yeah, generic email or marketing, you know, direct mail.
Yeah.
The danger is people get so many of these now that you actually end up alienating your customers.
They
so
kind of get desensitised to them, don't they?
Yeah, it becomes, yeah, white noise and people, yeah, just don't respond to it anymore. But if it's personalised, you're more likely to get a response.
Excellent. Well, as we talk, some of this print media as well is coming off the press. We did a little video of this a couple of days ago, which will be on the blog. I think it's scheduled to go on the blog on the 17th. And what we'll do is show people all the different stages of this campaign so that they can visualise it a bit better. So definitely keep an eye on the Optichrome social media and on the Optichrome blog, which is a part of the Optichrome website. Julio, thanks very much for taking part in the podcast.
It's a pleasure. Thank you
very much.
Thanks
for taking the time on your day off to come and talk to me about this.
No problem.
And no doubt we'll be doing more of these going forward.
I hope so.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.